This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Mattini, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. That's really all I want you to be. I just want you to be part of the conversation and be involved. You can find us up on Facebook. You can find us on our website. There's a live chat room going on there and a whole bunch of other good stuff happening. And if you want to be informed as to what we're doing, there's two ways to do it. One is you can give me your email address online. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can plug in your email address. We send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on and what we're doing. Or we're going to start playing around with texting. That's right. So you can just text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131, and we'll let you know the show's coming up. Kind of a reminder, kind of a poke. Hey, hello, we're here, that kind of stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. There was in my local area that I live in, there was a protest going on last night. And the protest was out in front of a city hall. And I found out that the protest was about Sessions. And the fact that Sessions was fired, you know, you're fired by Donald Trump kind of thing. And I thought it was really interesting because, you know, the Democrats are all up in arms. Now they want they want an investigation as to why Sessions was fired, how he was fired, how it came about, that kind of stuff. Which is really rich because they hated this guy. No, they didn't. It wasn't that they disliked him. They hated him. And most of the major news sources jumped all over this when in reality, in the beginning, most of the major news sources felt that he should have never been the attorney general. Well, of course, until he recused himself, and then they kind of cut him some slack. Now, my question to you, is it selective recall that they can't remember that they hated him? Or is it just flat-out dishonesty? I think it's dishonest. Period. Seriously. Now, if you remember when he first was put out there, right, when he was first nominated and put forward, the Dems pulled an all-nighter to oppose him. Dianne Feinstein got up, you know, I do not have the confidence that Sessions can fairly and independently safeguard the freedoms of this country. Wow. That's a pretty strong statement. Although Eric Holder did, right? Anyhow. Elizabeth Warren, another outspoken one. Right? I mean, she said basically the same thing. That she did not believe that the Alabama Republican, right, didn't call him an Alabama senator. An Alabama Republican would be able to provide equal protection to all Americans. Right? So, now, she was bringing up, I want you to think about the irony behind this. She was bringing up the fact that 30 years prior, he was kept from a federal judgeship because of racism accusations. Not proof, just accusations, because they're very good at that. And they were able to keep him from the federal judge. So 30 years later, right, they're still holding that over his head. Kavanaugh, 35 years later, they're still holding it over his head. Matter of fact, false allegations they're still holding over his head. Billy Bob Clinton gets a pass. His wife, Mrs. Clinton, beat up, verbally abused every one of those women that he physically abused. And she gets a pass when she was running for president. Do you see what I'm saying? Well, this is what I was trying to tell you. They don't want equality. They want control. This has nothing to do with equality. And then now, I tell you how crazy. See, I got on the Republicans for doing the same thing. When it comes to the impeaching. And just being a blockade to certain things. Like, the Republicans kept trying to overturn, kept voting against Obamacare. And some of you are going, yeah, that's right, should have, you make a statement. Now, after a while, you make the statements, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Let me tell you what, from day one I was opposed to them trying to appeal Obamacare when Obama was president. You know why? Because it's not going to happen. They had the same problem that the Democrats have now. You can pass anything you want in Congress, and it's going to hit the Senate, and it's going to become toilet paper. And even if you do pass it, guess who had veto power? Do you have two-thirds of the Congress as a whole to wipe that out? I think not. You have a small majority in Congress. We've got the Senate. You can't get two-thirds. So if you want to waste your time doing that, go for it. The same thing with impeachment. Have at it. You want to not pass any meaningful legislation, that's your right to do. And I hope that's what you do. I hope you do nothing for 2 years but become an obstructionist. Because I, you know what? The walk away movement will become so full that it'll have to have a first and second chapter. So, yes, I want you to do what you're so good at doing. But I guess the other question I have for you when it comes to Sessions and all this other stuff, and I'll ask you guys, you can answer it in the Facebook chat room, whatever. Is it selective recall? Or is it just flat out dishonesty? So I'm seeing your host, just on the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, you know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I know there's a whole bunch of other things you could be doing out there, or a whole bunch of other groups you could be part of or listening to or what have you, but you've decided to stay with us, and I appreciate that a lot. A lot more than you know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Set up, head up, Oh, God. Head up to the website where you can actually watch live, listen live, take the poll. But give me your email address, because seriously, if you give me your email address, then what we can do is we send out an email every week. We tell you who's going to be on. We tell you what's up, what's happening, and who's going to be on the show. Some of the topics we're going to discuss, and our sponsors. Look, some of you guys get emails. I hate the commercials. I hate this. I hate that. Well, then you can't be a Republican capitalist. There's just no way. Got to have commercials, unless of course you'd like to go ahead and send me some money. In which case, we're good. I can cut out the commercials if you're paying the way, because I ain't paying the way. Not there, just not there for you. Anyway, I'm rambling now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, let's talk a little bit about the corruption again in Florida, Broward County. I love this. It never stops. We never do anything about it. We never fix it. And it affects both sides of the aisle. It's not like it only affects one side. At times, anyway. It does seem to... It does seem to help one side more than another. Like in California, provisional ballots. Those are ballots when somebody goes to the polls and something's wrong, something's off, the machine isn't quite working right, they get a provisional ballot. The problem with provisional ballots is they usually don't get counted unless the race is extremely close. And for some crazy reason, when they do get counted, they tend to break for the Democrats on like a 70-30 split. Which is a big number. It's not like it's a little bit. It's a lot. Now, you get past all of that, right? And you start... how many times have you guys heard about the absentee ballots from our military that haven't been counted because they got back too late? They didn't get picked up on time. They didn't go out on time. These guys are fighting for us. The guys and gals are fighting for us. And we can't make exceptions for them. We can't help them. We couldn't in California, because military ballots tend to break with direction? Anybody? Republican. That's right. There's a heck of a lot more Republicans or Republican voting going on in the military than Democrat. So in California, we've heard several times they didn't come back in time. Well, they didn't go out in time either. But they didn't come back in time. And now in California, you can mail your ballot the day of the election. So as long as it's postmarked that day, we're good. Which means we won't get it for a week or so. Which means in the past, all those people, all our military guys, didn't get to vote because it came in a day after. How sad is that? People stepping in front of bullets so we can have the freedom to vote, but we don't make sure they have a right to vote. We don't go out of our way to make sure that every opportunity is put out there for them to have the right to vote. Isn't that sad? Sick? Sad? Whatever? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Broward County in Florida. President Trump couldn't help himself. He weighed in on it quickly. Because Governor Rick Scott has asked for an investigation to be done like now. Now. Not 3 months from now. Not 6 months from now. Not after everything goes. No. Now. Because something here smells. And it smells bad. Right? And even though there are court orders, this is why I say the law doesn't seem to apply to them. But even though there are court orders for them to show the ballots, they hand the ballots over, they're refusing to do it in both Broward and Palm Beach, Florida. What's that all about? Why aren't they forced to follow the law? Why don't we go in there with whether it's marshals or state police or what have you and arrest these people? If you and I defied a court order, do you know what would happen? Nearly 2 days after the polls closed, one county was still having major problems with counting ballots. Broward, a Democrat stronghold that played a major role in the 2000 presidential election. Just 17,000 out of 8,165,741 votes cast in the Senate race. Separate Scott, who's leading from Senator Bill Nelson. That's the Democrat incumbent. Now, Ron DeSantis, a former GOP congressman, leads Andrew Gillum, the Democrat, by 38,000 votes. Now, these are substantial vote amounts. Could be bigger, but they're substantial enough. They're both Republicans leading, and all of a sudden, votes are being found. What was that? What was the one guy say? They were being counted?
Yeah, they weren't found. They were counted.
Oh, they weren't found. They were counted. I'm sorry. I apologize. Of the Broward County ballots counted, more than 24,700 voted for a gubernatorial candidate, but no candidate for U.S. Senate. Right? Now, the Democrats grabbed this as an indication that large numbers of votes for Nelson could be missing. Now, some say it's the way the ballot looked and the way it was laid out. Could be. But you know what? How much do you have to do for a voter? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean or nasty or anything like that. Do we have to start putting pictures on there? On the ballots? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Hopefully they're in the right place. I mean, seriously. I mean, years ago, I remember going back to the day when Romney was running. And we had problems in Florida with electronic machines where you'd actually press Romney's picture and it would give you a vote for Obama when they had the printed receipt come out. Yes. Doesn't matter if one. Still one. But it's just amazing to me that we can't get this right. You know what? This is why I always say the same thing. Go back to paper ballots. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Pastor Greg Young right after the break. We're going to talk about how heartless us Christians are who won't let the invasion force in. We'll be back in a little bit.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know,
USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The move is expected to face a wave of legal challenges. The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Three wildfires in California continue to destroy homes and structures and force thousands of residents to evacuate. Two fires are in Southern California, and a voluntary evacuation order was issued for a part of Malibu. Meanwhile, in Northern California, the town of Paradise, which is near Chico, is also under evacuation orders. Now, the governor did declare a state of emergency. And in Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp declared victory, while Stacey Abrams, the Democrat in the race, has refused to concede, insisting that outstanding votes could still trigger a runoff. And votes in Arizona are still being counted there in the Senate race and race for Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Side on GCN Live. There's no dancing. There's no dancing in the studio. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. And right, if you're not engaged, if you're not involved, I don't know what you're doing. Just don't just listen. Seriously, don't just listen. Because it doesn't help anybody. You've got to listen to what other people have to say. You have to understand what people are talking about and know how to respond to them. Because if you don't respond to them, if you, all you do is spew and party line, just stay home. Don't come up because that's a problem. Anyway, lately, I'm loving all this noise that we're getting about Christians not caring about the... I'll be nice for the moment. But Christians not caring about the immigrants coming up from the places where they're having such a hard time, and life is terrible, and they're getting, you know, some of them are getting beat up and shot at where they're at, and they're terrible. No, I'm not talking about Chicago. I'm talking about another country altogether. Funny how we're more than happy to let them come over the border, but when it comes to our young people dying in Chicago, people who can't take their kids to the park in Chicago, you don't hear anything about that, do you? Anyhow, now I talk about it and you guys make fun of me. I like to see you make fun of this guy, okay? Pastor Greg Young joins us on the show. I love when he's on, especially when it comes to talking about the biblical perspective and looking at the world through what? What's your biblical eyeglasses, right?
That's it, biblical glasses.
Yeah, cool. Hi, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me tonight. I really appreciate your time with me.
It's exciting to be here with you, Joe. I love coming on your program, and greetings to everyone, both watching and listening tonight. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, listen, let's just dive into the meat. You know what's being said. You know what's going on out there. And I'm constantly hearing about how you Christians, I can't believe you don't want to feed these people. I can't believe you don't want to take care of them or do the right. I don't even know what the right thing is. They'll say do the right thing, but they don't even know what the right thing is. Jesus, we'll deal with this one after. How about how Jesus, you know, Mary and Joseph were travelers from another land. They were immigrants looking for a home. But let's deal first of all with this invasion coming to the southern border. And as Christians, should we be down there with buckets of food and medicine and welcoming in with open arms?
Well, let's start with here are some of the common verses we're hearing. Leviticus 19, and if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him, but the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You've got a couple of verses in Exodus, and then Deuteronomy 10:19. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Let's go back. And let's look at Genesis 13, where God said to Abraham, come out from the land of Ur, okay, and go to this land that I will give you. That's the very first thing we need to understand is that God recognized that there were boundaries, and he set boundaries. You can go all the way back to the Tower of Babel. Remember, Joe, that it was man that was trying to create a tower to go to heaven. And God said, we can't have this. And so he separated man. He separated him by language. He separated him by color of skin. He separated him in a variety of different ways. And why? What was the purpose of that? Because man had come under the influence of Satan. And Satan was trying to establish his kingdom on earth. Now, there's a time that's going to be coming. We know in Revelation where it says in those end times that he, in fact, will, that the beast will be given reign over all of the earth, that God is going to pull back all of the light. Some believe that we're going to be boosted out of here. Some believe that we're going to go through it. Revelation 20 indicates that some are going to go through it. I'm not going to argue that tonight. That's a whole other conversation. But at the end of the day, the bottom line here is that God's the one who separated and created these boundaries. And it's also interesting to note that the land that he gave to Abraham was the land of Canaan. And if you remember and you understand your scriptures, you understand that Canaan was the land of one of the sons of Noah, where it says that he knew Noah. In other words, it was part of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was an area where they sacrificed children, where they practiced sodomy. And God said, you know what? I'm going to give you that land because we need to wipe those people out. And you're going to be my tool and my instrument to bring justice on that land. Lots of interesting history here. There's also the issue, Joe, of the difference of the definition of what a foreigner is. The problem we have with some of the translations biblically of new translations is that everything has been translated into singular English words. But you can't do that when you are breaking these things down and understanding. There's a word, a Hebrew word called ger. And that Hebrew word ger is differentiated from another Hebrew word. And hang on, let me give you that one. That Hebrew word is nechar or zar. Okay? The distinction between the two is that ger is a foreigner that has obtained legal status in the land where they are going. And Nechar is one that is an alien that doesn't have that same status. And there's a significant differentiation in biblical terminology between those two. Another thing to understand, and Joe, break in any time because
I like the lesson here, and people okay. need to understand that in the Greek and the Hebrew and what have you, there's several words. I mean, we translate it to an English word like love, but love comes from four or five separate different words with four or five separate meanings in the right. Old Testament. So people need to understand that. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So here's the situation that we have, and another piece of this that we need to understand is, again, going back to understanding borders and boundaries. Remember that as Abraham was a sojourner. As he would sojourn, he would go to the king, to the leaders of that particular land that that land belonged to, and ask permission to pass across their borders, ask permission to camp in their particular region where they were. Okay? So he gained legal right and legal status. Remember that it was Abraham's wife initially that was taken, and Abraham said, oh, she's not my wife, she's my sister. And of course, actually, what we know biblically and scripturally, if we read through that, is that actually Sarah was both wife and sister through the lineage of having the same father but a different mother. At any rate, the point of this is that, again, we see that Abraham and historically, they understood that they couldn't just go into someone's land. I was reminded also of David. Remember that when David was fleeing from Saul, what did David do? David sought the permission, right, of the Philistines to be able to dwell in their land. He sought the permission of others. So as he sojourned with his band of 40 through different places hiding from Saul, he would seek permission from who? From the magistrates and the authorities in that land. So we see a biblical pattern where it is the responsibility of those to seek and ask for the permission. And so borders are an established creation biblically. And it is also not the responsibility of those with those borders to simply say, yes, go ahead, pass on through. There are instances where they were told, no, I'm sorry, we don't want you coming through our land. We're not comfortable having you come through here. And so in those instances, the Israelites would go around that land. They wouldn't just go ahead and say, well, we're going to go in anyway because God says we. No, they would say, okay, we're not going to go in here. We haven't been given permission. We're going to honor that, and we're going to go. We're going to find another path, find another way around.
Yeah, you know what? And people don't realize that, again, they want to throw out things like we're supposed to be feeding the sick and the poor and the downtrodden, and that's those people coming up. Well, they had the ability to be fed. They could have stopped in Mexico. They were offered all of that. Listen, we got to go for a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Mary and Joseph with no place to live, no place to go. They were homeless. They were aliens in another land. And if you believe that, I got some swampland I want to sell you in New York. We'll be back in a few minutes. Pastor Greg will join us after the break.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. A couple things I want you to do. One is I want your email address. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. I don't inundate you with garbage. Once a week. And now we're playing with texting. That's right. You know, if we can't get the message out any other way, what we'll do is we'll let you know that we're going live in a few minutes via texting. So you want to text TRS 2 313131. That's TRS to 313131, and that way there we'll put you in the queue to give you a notice that we're coming up, we're live, and we're ready to go. Pastor Greg Young joins me, and I love when he's on the show with me because we get a different perspective. He looks at today's issues, political issues, mind you, through biblical lenses. And Pastor Greg, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So first, you know, we're dealing with the onslaught of illegals. Let's just be honest about it. You'd have more compassion. I would. I'll speak for Joe. I'd have more compassion for them when they were offered. They're dragging themselves and their kids or what have you all the way through Mexico. And Mexico has offered them asylum, jobs, food, medical, and a place to stay. And they said, no, we're going to the U.S. Now, why would they want to do that when they would assimilate so much easier to the Mexican culture? But they decided that's not for them. Wonder why. But anyhow, I'm tired of all you heathens who decided you finally going to learn how to spell Bible and then tell me as a Christian what I'm doing wrong. This is classic. I love this stuff. But Mary and Joseph were not homeless. Mary and Joseph were not illegal aliens. Mary and Joseph were not breaking the rules. But hey, I'm not the expert. Let's ask the pastor. So, Pastor, enlighten me.
Well, remember, what's happening here, folks, is that there is a census that has been called to be taken by Caesar. And the reason that he's called for this census to take place is because he has been hearing that there is supposed to be born this child, and that this child is going to be a king that is going to replace him. That's his fear. So he's afraid that there's going to be a child born. So he says, here's what we'll do. We'll do a census. We'll gather everybody together. We'll put them back, and we'll figure out. We'll get a tab on everybody. We'll be accounting for all the children, for all the grown adults, for everyone. And that's how we're going to figure this out. So he calls for a census. Joseph's family was from Bethlehem. So Joseph took Mary from where they were and put her on a donkey, and they made this trek to Bethlehem. Bethlehem happened to have a housing shortage. They weren't prepared for all the people that were going to come for this census. They had no idea how many people were coming, how many relatives there were for each and every person, and married people and children. And I mean, come on, Joe.
They must have been an Italian family, either that, you know.
There you go. I mean, the Jewish people back then, it wasn't uncommon. Look, the 12 tribes is because there were 12 brothers. Okay? I mean, so come on, you know, do a little math there. And so when Joseph and Mary arrive, there isn't anywhere for them to stay. They arrive late. They arrive late in the evening. It's after dark, and they've all closed their doors up for the night. And so here they are going door to door. The inns are all full. They don't know. And you know, here's the other thing. To be fair to them, they don't know who these travelers are necessarily. Joseph is from there, but he hasn't pinpointed his family yet to figure out where they're at, because everybody had dispersed. Everyone had already dispersed from their homes and gone and was living all throughout the community of Israel. So this was a whole new thing for them to have to go back to their ancestral origins for this census.
Okay,
So they're not illegal aliens. So here, to answer your question, they're not illegal aliens.
Right.
They belong there. They're citizens of that particular.
Right. So they were following. They were following the law as they were supposed to. Right.
Yes.
Going back for the census, and then when the angel appears to them and tells them what's going on, they got to go. They were not refugees in the way we know it today. This was all part of God's plan, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Sure. So
and they went to Egypt, and they obviously, because they made it to Egypt, they would have sought from the local magistrate permission to live in Egypt. And they were granted it. There was consent that went back and forth. They weren't hiding from anyone in Egypt. On the Egypt side, certainly they were hiding from you know, the Caesar, they were hiding from those that were in charge in Israel, but they were not hiding from anyone. And I'm sorry, not Caesar, Herod. Herod. Let me correct that. They were hiding from Herod. They were not hiding from anyone in Egypt when they were in Egypt as Jesus grew, and then they finally got told that Herod had died. And once Herod was dead, then they were told that it was okay for them to come back, and so they did, and they went to Nazareth.
I love it. I love the way this stuff is twisted and turned, and I, you know, joke about it. I always say it's funny how the heathens find God when they want to attack a Christian, and they quote scripture at times that has absolutely nothing to do with the situation that they're talking about. Hey, we got a question. Ron wants to know, as God made boundaries and broke up the people of the world through languages, wouldn't the New World Order be a direct sin against God's order?
100%.
Yep.
Globalism is in direct opposition to God's plan because, again, as Ron points out, God has separated us intentionally, and he has separated us as well so that each nation, you know, just like we have right now, we have groups of nations that were in World War II called the Allies, right, versus the Axis.
Yep.
The Allies saved the world basically from the evil of Nazism and Hitler. And by the way, let me just throw this little conjecture in. Fascism and Nazism is not a far right mindset or thought process.
Yep.
It is a part of socialism and communism. Just thought we might throw that in there.
Well, no, all the isms. I mean, it's interesting, right, to listen to these people talk about, you know, freedom and God and God's love and this and that. And God's never told us to compel the government to help the poor. God's never told us to compel the government to actually do anything for anyone. If anything, God's told us to go find, well, here, this will make a lefty's eyeball pop, to go find godly men. Right? To go find people,
right,
that love and revere God, to rule over us. Now, as I tell my Christian friends, what heathen is going to go looking for a godly man to rule the town or the city you live in? Right? I mean, no, okay, so we only got a couple of minutes left, and one of the things that we also get hit on is sanctuary city. Shouldn't we have a place for people to come who are downtrodden and in trouble? And help me with this before I throw up right here all over the microphone.
Exodus 21:12-14. Anyone who strikes a person with a fatal blow is to be put to death. However, if it is not done intentionally, they are to flee to a place I will designate. But if anyone schemes and kills someone deliberately, that person is to be taken from my altar and put to death. This is the case of someone who is involved in some kind of an accidental issue. Specifically, accidentally someone dies. They had six designated sanctuary cities that person could flee to, and they could know that when they were in that city, they would be given a fair trial. Not a free pass, but a fair trial to be able to bring witnesses and to contest for their innocence and prove that, in fact, it was an accidental death. But it's only having to do with accidental death.
Wow.
That's different.
Yep. I love it. I think that's wonderful. I mean, to your point, you get to go to a city where you'll get a fair shake. Not you get to move in for 20 years. Not how it works. And yeah, I love this stuff. All right. Now,
let me close with this one last thing.
And tell people where they can find your show, too.
Okay, yes, absolutely. PastorGregYoung.com. PastorGregYoung.com. The name of the show is Chosen Generation Radio. No topic off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. You can listen to our program and still catch all of The Real Side with Joe Messina. Deuteronomy 27:17. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. That means to remove your neighbor's boundary.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's right. That's why the Bible says to study to show yourself approved. Don't read it like Time Magazine. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, look, a lot more coming up in the next hour. What's going on with your money? What's going on with the market? You need to know, because you definitely don't want to get in any trouble. We'll be back in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. I got a lot more to say.